Happy New Year! WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez, brought to you by Scranton Rebuilders and United Materials. Did you run out of space in your fridge from all that holiday cooking? Well, you should inventory seldom used sauces and condiments to free up more room. Keep in mind that per USDA, Best Buy dates, and other labels describe quality ideals, not safety. So that months-old mayo may not be bad for you, but you might not want to eat it either. Use a cheat sheet that I've drawn up here for you that will help you, and you can skip the taste test. Starting with after opening, just 1 month after opening, you should inventory salsa, soy sauce, and teriyaki sauce. After 2 months, mayonnaise and chutney. After 3 months, salad dressings and pickles. After 4 months, peanut butter and barbecue sauce. After 6 months, hot sauce, ketchup. And after a full year, you might want to take a look at that mustard, jams and jellies, and maple syrup. Now that you've gotten yourself organized, when you buy new condiments, add a label noting the first use date. The shelf life of most items is based on when the bottle, can, or jar is opened. Place your most used condiments in the door to keep the rest from taking over your fridge or getting shoved to the back and forgotten. Store on a stainless steel Lazy Susan, and that'll help you find things easy by being able to spin it around. And I hope this helps you get organized for the new year. If you missed the report and you want to hear it again, simply go to WBEN.com. Look for the on-air button. Look for me, Dominic Cortez, and it'll be there for you. And I'll be here for you, too, at 10 a.m. for another edition of Hammer Time Radio, exclusively here on WBEN.